Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the glory that heaven will be, yet the shame that some will have as rewards are taken away for not doing what they should. Let's continue that today. John, having seen all of this, and even though he may have loved ones who are unsaved, he still says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a difference between those in heaven, those saved, and those in hell. Even the one saved so as by fire is a trillion billion times better off than the guy in the best place in hell. Okay? Now, when God said, in our text, I will make thee vile. It is an embarrassment publicly and a humiliation. In Malachi chapter 2 and verse 9, we read, therefore, have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Now that passage is quite interesting because it is directed at the priest. Those who would be similar to the position of pastors today. And let me just put this out. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, brethren, be not many masters, meaning teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. You're a pastor today, and you're charged with preaching and teaching the word of God to his people, as well as being a witness. You pray every time that you'll rightly divide the word of God. This is serious business. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17, remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God. Who has the rule over you? Those that preach and teach you the word of God. We're speaking of the local church now. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now remember, they don't do it. They have a greater condemnation. I think many preachers don't realize that, or don't really think that it'll be that bad. And so they don't preach the word. They compromise. They water it down. Oh, my goodness, on the day they stand before Christ, oh, my goodness, the condemnation. You say, well, what is that condemnation? Is that going to hell? No, if they're saved, they don't lose their salvation. But look at all the rewards that he would have had laid up, the crowns and all that, that are lost. And he's ashamed, as 1 John 2:28 says, as any Christian will be, when all of heaven, everyone, sees the reward that God had for him, taken from him and given to others. Remember the parable where each one received a pound and one went out and made 10, and the other one 5, and the other one hid his in the ground. And the Lord came, you know, the one that hid his in the ground, he said, take from him that hath the 1, and give to him that hath the 10. So even him that had gotten the 10, had made that 1 into 10, even got more than what he had gained. He got much more than that. Wow. That is great. But then on the other hand, the shameless You realize that there are people that don't make things right. Well, I've got to keep peace in the family. I've got to keep peace here. I've got to do this, got to do that. Oh, they'll hate me if I told them what I did. Well, you don't know how she would react. You don't know how he would react. You don't know how this one would react. My friend, you'll wish that you had made that thing right on earth. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you. And again, that was those who have spoken to you the word of God. Okay. For they watch for your souls. They must give account that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, you say, what does that mean? They watch for your souls. It doesn't mean that, okay, they're following you around every day, seeing if you're messing up, listening to how you conduct yourself at work. Did that bad work? What were you watching on television? No, it's not that. But it's seeing what's going on today, being sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and warning. The preacher's also a watchman. The teacher's a watchman. And so, as we preach and teach the word, we've got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and warn you of the sin. I mean, look at Israel. They had so many priests that went the opposite direction. They were bringing the culture of the world. Now, they kept their Jewish worship. Oh, yeah, they kept their Jewish religion. But they brought the culture in the world of the world into it. All the pictures on the side of the temple, the music had changed. So many things had changed, and they had added, incorporated things that were unholy. Kind of reminds you of the contemporary movement, does it not? Dr. Mike Ellison is a pastor in Alabama, Madison, Alabama, and I was listening to him preach one time, and he told of a pastor who stood up one Sunday and said, if you allow your daughter to wear miniskirts, you are either ignorant or immoral. After today, you'll no longer be ignorant. That church let him go. They got rid of him. They didn't want, that made him so mad, they got rid of him. Now, preaches the truth. It cost him something on earth, but whatever that church did to him won't come even close to scratching the surface of the greatness of the reward and the glory in heaven. So hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for the Savior and what he does for us. But he preached that word because he's got to give an account, and he did preach it. Hopefully, as your record is made known to all of heaven, he can with joy say yes. I preached it, and obviously he followed. And not with grief, because you didn't follow. Because that then would be unprofitable for you. Oh, I hope that you understand that, and that you see that. It's very important. You know, as 1 John 2:28 had said, some will be ashamed at his appearing, where some will have confidence. When you live according to the word of God, acting on what it says, then you can have the faith that it's going to be great and you'll have confidence at his appearing. I wonder, what is it to be ashamed at his appearing? I don't really want to experience that. So the good thing about retro looks, one can see both the good and the bad, and then choose the good. As we had read earlier in Revelation 1, 5, and 6, he's washed us from our sins in his own blood and makes us kings and priests. So you don't want to miss out on that. Not, as we say, not at all. So you want to be what he wants you. You want to be right with him. Now, being smart about the aroma of the retro, may we also learn to proceed with the reason of the future that will make it a good thing and not evil. We read verse 7 again here, Nahum chapter 3. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? So often in Scripture, we read, not as your fathers did. Now, I say that because that is interesting, because usually we say, now, you guys, you watch your daddies. Here, many times we read in the Bible, not as your fathers did. And then speaking of the, of course, the forefathers of the them, not just their own daddies. The priest should have taught the law and lived it. Not just taught it, lived it. They didn't. Unfortunately, so do many pastors today. So many choose the life of luxury, levity, and lasciviousness, anything goes, having departed from the way of righteousness and true holiness. What do you mean by it doesn't work today? Does fulfilling the lust bring one to righteousness and true holiness? No. 1,000 times no. I believe that it was Alan Redpath who said, it is a pathetic thing to find so many Christians believing that the best way to bear witness for the Lord is to imitate the devil's methods, to try to resist Satan by the same kind of a program, technique, ability, and organization which he, the devil, has already perfected. The devil is a master craftsman, and he's been honing his skills for over 6,000 years. He knows what our flesh wants, and he provides it for us in all of its unsatiable enjoyment. It doesn't matter whether it's entertainment, music, literature, art, or carnal pleasures. His storehouse is full of whatever meets our fancy. All we need to do to enjoy it is jump right in. And may I add this? It can make you feel very good about it. But the results in the long run may bring you great sorrow.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.